News Talk 1620 WTAW, a crew with National Geographic Explorers in Brazos County this week, helping the Brazos County Sheriff's Office work on a 37-year-old murder cold case investigation. Here's more from Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk.
In 1981, Virginia Freeman was killed in South Brazos County. She was a realtor here, and she was lured to that site by the killer to show the house. And so it was, you know, it's an unsolved murder since that time. At the time, and still continues to be a real concern for the community, especially the realtors in the community. At the time, they were obviously all upset that they lost a good friend, but also, you know, their the way they do business had to be reassessed. So it was a traumatic crime for our community. And it's been unsolved since that time. We've done continuing investigation. At the time, DNA was not a tool for law enforcement, but when it became so, we submitted some of our evidence and did find some DNA that we believe is the suspect's. That's in the system. But as this develops, we found that now DNA can actually analyze that to a familial level. In other words, they can compare it to any family member that might end up on that database. So we're continuing that work with the state. But this, with the National Geographic, they're going to take that DNA analysis and recreate a facial features of that suspect. And then they'll time-orient it, age progression, to a more likely composite of what that suspect may look like today. And so that's the agreement that we have with National Geographic Explorer, is that they'll follow that case as it's investigated with this new technology.
I'm guessing there are still some relatives of Mrs. Freeman that are hoping for some revelations out of all this.
Well, sure. The family needs answers. The community needs answers. And personally, this is something that's real personal to me, is that I started work with the sheriff's office in 1980. And this was actually the first murder case that I was involved with. I actually did all the crime scene photography on that case and have followed it, obviously, through the years. We continually keep that as an active investigation. As early as last year, we sent an investigator to Kentucky to follow up on a lead. So, you know, it's something that's always on our mind. We're really excited about the opportunity to partner with National Geographic Explorer on this, and they're picking up the tab. It's going to cost them about $3,600 just for the basic analysis, and then some of the age progression stuff might cost a little more. But this is something that, you know, it's really, really exciting to see happen.
These are things that can be presented in court should this take it that far?
You know, it could. I mean, obviously, what we're trying to do is identify a suspect. And so by showing the new composites, maybe it will jar somebody's memory or, you know, lead us somewhere. It's incredible technology, and we're really excited about the opportunity to get to use it. And it's happening fast. The National Geographic Explorers will be in our community this week working with our investigator and doing some filming. And the release of the composite will be coming shortly.
The other thing I was thinking of, we visited earlier about to maintain the integrity of the investigation.
We didn't release any evidence to them. They went to the state lab where all this evidence is held and reviewed that evidence, and all the work was done in cooperation between the lab that they were using and the Department of Public Safety Texas Crime Lab, which is where we've been working with.
Thanks again to Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk for the update on News Talk 1620 WTAW.